This is TWiT.
Speaking of lawsuits, I am not happy about a California law. A federal bill. Let me get this story up. I don't have the link here. That just was proposed in the House of Representatives that would change the way patents work. And this one is a little personal for me. Do you remember the podcast troll?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Here's a story from this is actually from the Center for Protection of Intellectual Property, which is a conservative think tank that wants this bill to be passed. The whole idea here was, when was this? A few years ago, there was a company down in Texas, a very popular place in Texas, East Texas, Tyler, Texas.
East Texas.
Yeah.
Where everybody sues. Where, the patent trolls.
All the patent trolls. Now, patent trolls is kind of we'll call them non-practicing entities, NPEs. Patent trolls. They're the companies that don't actually make anything. They're non-practicing. They buy the rights to products so that they can go around demanding royalties. And there's a famous one that goes around to small businesses saying, you have a copy machine? Oh, we have the patent for copy machines. You have to pay us to use your copy machine. And these companies usually ask for such a small amount, only $10,000 or $20,000, that it's more expensive to say no than it is just to give them some money. So there was a patent troll in Tyler, Texas, that was doing this for podcasts, as you remember. They went to Adam Carolla. They went to a lot of podcasters. They asked us for $2 million. See, that was a strategic mistake, by the way. Because if they'd asked us for $50,000, I might have said, well, better just to give them the money because it's going to cost me. We got lawyers. We found out it would cost $1 million. We'd have to go to Texas to defend. And I was so incensed, and they were asking so much. I said, doesn't matter. We're going to do it. So we hired attorneys and everything. Adam Carolla, you remember, had a crowdfunding campaign to raise money. But what happened and what ended up destroying this company was the Electronic Frontier Foundation. They did something that is still currently law, but that this new bill would overturn, called an inter partes appeal. They go to the patent office and say, hey, dudes, I know you approved this patent many years ago, but you see how they're trying to apply it now? Is it still a good patent? And in the case of the podcast troll, they overturned it. The patent and trademark office said, no, that's ridiculous.
And but that's a huge risk. It's a huge risk when they do that, because if you lose that case, it strengthens the other party.
Right.
Yeah, because then you can say, well, see, the patent office agreed that it's a good patent. Yeah. It's funny that you know this, Wesley, because that's exactly what our lawyers said. Don't do that. if you do that, you're running a huge risk. So we didn't, but we don't control the EFF. And the EFF did, and that's what EFF does. I actually gave them several thousand dollars when they announced it. I said, good luck, and they won. So this bill, it's got a terrible name, too. It's called, let me find the name. Representative Massey introduced this. The Restoring America's Leadership in Innovation Act of 2018, H.R. 6264, it eliminates inter partes review. It eliminates post-grant review. It eliminates any appeal. Essentially, it is a bill clearly designed to support people who have patents, including patent trolls, and to really reduce your ability to fight those trolls. And it would have, in my opinion, exactly the opposite of supporting innovation.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, Wesley.
I was going to say, it reminds me of Ajit Pai and his naming of the freedom of internet.
Yeah, you know, when they say it's about freedom, it's not, right?
It's not.
Go ahead, Christina.
No, all I was going to say is that they claim it's going to help spur innovation. All it really does is help spur people to file patent after patent after patent.
Right.
You know, and then sit on it and either sell it to someone or do something else. It doesn't actually, encourage anyone to innovate, because I mean the Samsung thing, as we were just talking about, I mean, I think we can talk that both companies were hurt in some ways by all this protracted legal stuff. And that if we're honest, both, you know, did Google steal blatantly from iOS? Absolutely. But has Apple also been able to steal blatantly some things from Google? Yes. And are we, as, you know, consumers, is the world better for both? Yes. You know, and keeping things, you know, in a way where you can sue someone for something like a podcast, or, you know, early on there was a patent troll who was trying to sue anybody who was doing anything in the App Store and trying to claim that if you were selling a mobile app that you were violating their patent. And Apple actually stood up and said, okay, we'll fight these companies. But I knew a number of independent developers who were contacted by that, you know, NPD and were, you know, worried and didn't know what to do. And if Apple hadn't stepped in and said, we'll take care of the legal things, that would just encourage people not to make apps, which is hardly encouraging innovation.
By the way, the guys who were going around to small businesses saying, do you use your copier to scan documents? Oh, you owe us money because we patented that. Those guys also were put out of business by appealing to the patent office, a defense that would disappear if this bill passed. So I don't know. I mean, you might as well call it the Patent Troll Act of 2018. I have no idea how likely it is to pass. But if you're talking to your Congress critter anyway, you might mention H.R. 6264 and say, I don't think that's a good idea either. Literally, it would have put us out of business if we'd lost that case.